Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're starting this show off a little differently because basketball seems a little pointless right now. We'll get to the NBA news and games a little later. But the basketball community was rocked while all those games were happening on Thursday by the news that Terrence Clark, a Kentucky Wildcats freshman guard who is entering the NBA draft, died in a car accident. Terrence Clark was 19 years old. I didn't know a lot about Terrence Clark, but with the outpouring of love that happened immediately, it's clear how great a person he was, how much he was adored by everybody who knew him. He was a Boston kid, grew up dreaming about playing for the Celtics, and the Celtics players knew him. He was a part of the community. He was one of theirs. Celtics head coach Brad Stevens was emotional, and he mentioned that his son really looked up to Clark. Kemba Walker talked about how good a kid he was post-game. The team was so supportive of Clark achieving his dream, and that dream was going to be achieved in just 3 months at the NBA draft. It was just the day before the car accident that he signed with Clutch Sports as his agency. According to The Athletic's Jay King, he started his Boston high school career as a real project, but came such a long way in his high school days and was going to make the NBA leap. I'll take you back. In 2014, Baylor's Isaiah Austin was entering the draft, but was forced to retire because he was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. Adam Silver made him an honorary draftee at that NBA draft. After Clark's passing, many hoping the same happens for him. Clark's mom was with him when he passed, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, a parent having to bury their child. Man, many thoughts with the Clark family. Terrible, terrible, terrible news. Okay, moving on. A little basketball for you. The Celtics beat a very good Suns team before learning about that news. Phoenix didn't have their legs coming off a back-to-back. They shot 6 of 31 from 3 and were still in this game. Shows how good they are. It was the third game of their road trip. They beat the number 1 and number 3 teams in the East in their first two games. Philly just the night before, Milwaukee before that. Check this stat. Phoenix had 8 guys averaging double figures over their last 7 games coming into this one. This team, well-rounded, doing very well for themselves. They did a good job on Jason Tatum, holding him to 3 of 17. But a nice bright spot for the Celtics, Kemba Walker had what was likely his best game of the season, 32 on 5 threes, just 6 missed shots on the evening. The 76ers were in the exact same boat versus Milwaukee on Thursday night. Tough game the night before, as I just mentioned. They just couldn't put up enough of a fight defensively. The Bucks had 77 first half points against a really good defensive team. They could have used Ben Simmons, though. Simmons was out for his third straight game with an unspecified illness. The Sixers keep telling us Ben Simmons is Defensive Player of the Year. As far as I'm concerned, if you tell the media that enough, and it's a pretty deserving player, you just get the award. You want it bad enough. And I think Doc Rivers guys would always win if those were the circumstances. Doc does a great job of talking up his guys. And we will talk about those awards on the No Dunks Drop episode, Friday's Daily Show today. Anthony Davis returned after missing 30 games for the Lakers versus the Dallas Mavericks. Now, people think of him as a player who gets injured all the time, but those were all fairly minor injuries. 30 games was the longest absence of Davis's career. Unfortunately for the Mavs, they lost their big man in this game, Kristaps Porzingis, in the third quarter. Sprained ankle, no word on the severity at this point. They beat LA, which limited Anthony Davis to just 16 minutes. It's a race in the West. The Mavs and Blazers trail LA by 2.5 games for fifth in the conference. Just too many good teams in that conference. And we'll talk about the outlook of those standings and other questions as well, like I just mentioned on the No Dunks Drop. Oh, and good news on the injury front for Atlanta's Trae Young. He'll only miss approximately 2 games with an ankle sprain that he suffered the other day. The other 3 games on Thursday's sked ended up being double-digit wins for the Pelicans over the Magic, the Spurs over the Pistons, and the Bulls over the Hornets. Last note here. Last week, I compared members of the Utah Jazz to members of the hit boy band NSYNC. Sean Cruz on Twitter saw a Backstreet Boys photo of them in Hornets gear and asked me to do the same for the Hornets. In due time, Sean Cruz. I'll be back Monday to give you the news or some Backstreet Boys comps, and I'll be on Friday's drop. I'll talk to you then.